All right, questions for Belinda Womack about the angels, archangels, and also share your stories. Perhaps you've had some kind of angelic intervention. We'll listen to that when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Belinda Womack with us. We'll get to your calls as well and your angelic stories. And I bet there are lots of stories out there, Belinda, people who have been helped directly by angels.
I bet there is too, George.
These interventions that are out there, do you have to, you know, when somebody needs help, do they just know it? Do the angels just know it? Or do you have to ask for that?
The angels do just know. Of course, it does help when we ask for help because that shows a willingness to receive. You know, sometimes we human beings, because of our stories, we just don't like to ask for help. And we can actually be afraid of help if it shows up for us. So it works both ways. Yes, there are angels that are going to help us all times and in all places, but it definitely does help to ask for help.
Well, it sure does. And the intervention, of course, by, you know, individuals like yourself, how do you approach it? How do you start?
How do I call on a divine intervention?
Yeah,
I'm a little
yeah.
bit
with somebody. Let's say somebody comes to you for help. How do you handle it? What do you do?
Well, I first listen to their story. I listen to what they are experiencing and what they are creating, and then we work together to unravel what their beliefs are that are co-creating that experience or contributing to that experience, and then the angels and the guides in heaven will give positive affirmations and prayers and exercises for that individual to work with. So again, it's all about working with the power of love, and we can do that with our creative hemisphere of our brains by visualizing the colors of love, which activate our energy centers. It's just like, for example, we can visualize the color violet, and that violet color can help us to transform those old beliefs. So we work with colors, we work with affirmations, and we work with clear guidance on, you know, this is your next step that's going to help you to move out of whatever the current story is that you're in to experiencing something different.
Would you call yourself religious or more spiritual?
I'm definitely not religious. I am spiritual. I was raised in the Episcopal tradition of Christianity, and good. I have learned from working with the angels to be open to all faiths and just, again, to focus on what unites us instead of what separates us. And what unites humanity truly is that we all come from the same source.
And I guess that the fallen angels are still out there too, though, aren't they?
I'm sure that the fallen angels are teaching us through ourselves. You know, human beings can be fallen angels. And no matter, again, how far we have fallen or what our life story is, we have choice, and we can rise up. And that's the point that the 12 archangels want me to continue to bring home, is it's sure you can say that there are fallen angels and that human beings fall, and again, that we can be fallen angels, but let's do something about that. Let's do something about it.
Can you do something about that?
Of course we can. That's the power of love. That's the power of working with our thoughts to take responsibility for what we think, and to call on that love of our Creator, to call on the love of God to fill us, to fill our minds, so that we shift in vibration. And when we shift our vibration of our energy, because we're all made of energy, that's what we're made out of, then that's what helps us to experience those divine interventions, and that's what really helps us to make wiser choices. That's what helps us to say, hey, I just woke up. You know, I don't want to continue to be mean or cruel to myself or to anyone else. And that's really the most incredible divine intervention, is when any of us wake up to our own behavior and clearly decide to change it.
You have said that they don't like to talk about the future or predict the future. You cited the money gain is a possibility, the lottery. But what if there's something dire in the future? Won't they tell us so we can try to fix it?
Well, George, they say that what humanity is doing right now is that we are creating our past in the present, and that if we take responsibility for what we are experiencing in the present, then we won't carry that forward into the future. They say that we human beings, we create with our thoughts and our beliefs and our belief systems or our paradigms. And very often those belief paradigms are based in the past. Sometimes they're, you know, ancient belief systems that are still in our DNA that we brought in from our ancestry. So they say, look at what's happening in this present moment, and that's how you can create. By changing that, by transforming it, that's how we can create a much better and brighter future. The angels actually say, believe it or not, and I understand that it may be difficult to believe, but that humanity is waking up. And so even though it looks absolutely dire out there, they say that's because we have been going through a purging of those past beliefs that have continued to create violence and war and hostility on our planet, and that this is actually the time of cleanup, of transformation, so that it is going to get better.
I wonder where Lucifer, for example, fits in on some of this. How do you know that Lucifer doesn't try to trick you?
Well, excuse me, Lucifer, meaning the light, the light that went dark and became what we call fear, or the lower vibration of love. You know, fear has a feeling. It contracts not only Belinda, but everyone. You know, it's very difficult to breathe easily when we are in a place of fear. So when fear is around me, or fear is trying to contaminate me, well, I know that instantly, and I do something about it. I call on, again, the greatest power of the Creator. I call on the power of love, and I transform the fear so that I know that I am clear, and I do that wherever I find fear. So you can change the words. You can say, okay, well, wherever I find darkness, I'm going to bring in the light, both within myself and within the world. And that's what I'm asked to teach and to help others to do the same.
All right, let's go to the phones now. We pick it up by going to Walt in Pennsylvania to get us started on the wild card line. Hey, Walt.
Hi, George. Well, I think I mentioned to you that I was born and raised as a Roman Catholic, but I've since become, an atheist/agnostic. I just have a question for your guest. I don't want to burst anybody's religious bubble, but the Islamists believe that the angel Gabriel, was sent down by Allah and dictated the Quran to Muhammad. And I'd like to know whether your guest really believes that, or whether she believes that, or as I do, that that's a figment of man's imagination, that all of this is a carryover, really, from Greek and Roman mythology. You know, they had the messenger, Mercury was the messenger of the gods, the winged messenger who had to be sent down, you know, from Jupiter or Zeus, you know, as a messenger to humanity. So I think this is all, you know, a carryover from mythology. It's all, all religion to me is based on ignorance.
What do you think of that, Belinda?
Well, I would like to say thank you, Walt, for sharing your perspective. And the archangels that I work with are ancient in origin, so they have been here since the beginning of our planet. And their messages can be interpreted in many, many different ways. The messages of the angels still have to travel through the human ego. If there is fear there, or a quest for power, a quest to use fear to control others, then certainly we can all be exposed to religious dogma or information that is based in fear. So I respect your experience and your opinion.
Back to the calls. We go to Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Thank you, George, and hello, Belinda. I have a question which arises out of my study of over 40 years of the great prophecy preachers of America, and I include among them Jerry Falwell, and of course we're hearing a lot about his namesake, Jerry Falwell Jr., in connection with the current election. And Falwell, and as most evangelical preachers, put a lot of emphasis on the book of Daniel, which, as you know, had its international politics predictions given by the Archangel Gabriel. And Jesus told us that in the time of the end, we should pay attention to the book of Daniel. Now, at the present convention in Cleveland, people were told that they should not bring umbrellas with metal tips. A man who came on this program as the highest ranking former KGB agent, actually an ambassador level man, he came on this program 10 or 15 years ago, and he told why he defected to the United States. That man lost his life with a metal tip umbrella, but he gave his life to save us for such a time as this. And what he told us is this, is that the collapse of the Soviet Union would be the most dangerous time for America because KGB agents would swarm into this country by the 10,000s. And he told us that our leaders would be compromised in precisely the same way that the wife of current wife of Donald Trump described in a recent interview as how she met Donald Trump in Europe. He saw her walk by him like a troll lure, and he asked his procurer to make a date with her. This woman was trained by the KGB School of Languages. That's why she's fluent in five languages. Can you tell me what will happen to this country if the top agent for the KGB is sleeping in the White House with the president?
Well, that's a little far-fetched from archangels.
Right. So what I hear from the angels as a response to that is, well, let's hold the vibration of truth and justice. Let's be willing to experience truth and justice in our planet. And let's hold that, because again, they teach we human beings, we create our future based on what we think and what we believe. So if we come from a place of love, then we likely will experience something far better than having, you know, an invasion or something horrible happen to our country, KGB related or in any other way. We want to change this old story of fear and suffering and, you know, again, of just treachery. And we can do that, but we need to start with holding that positive intention, those positive thoughts of what we would like to experience. So, Michael, the angels ask that you help them and you help all of humanity by holding that positive image of the way that you would like truth and justice to reign, not only on in the United States, but all over the world. Truth and respect for all concerned.
Let's take, we're not going to have time. We're almost, I think I can get one more in. Let's go to Neil in San Francisco, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
This will be really quick. In 2009, my father passed away. I was on the phone. I'm on the West Coast. He was on the East Coast. And 2 months later, I had a brain hemorrhage when I got back to California. And I was actually dead. And I was floating up, not going to heaven. I saw a bright light, looked like maybe it was Jesus. And there were people behind him. And I thought I was going. And all of a sudden, on the right side, I heard a voice say, "Neil," and I said, "Yes." It was God's Father. He said, "I'm not ready for you yet." And I woke up, and I was in intensive care. I had a brain hemorrhage. I was in recovery for over a month. And you cannot go to heaven until the big guy says yes. He said he was not ready for me yet. And I woke up. But I lost like 20 years of my memory, but I'm here and I'm alive. And God has other things for me to do.
Well, that's an important take too. There are special missions from people. Now, what's the mission of the Archangel, Belinda? What's their job, their main function?
Their main function, again, George, is to help us to make wiser choices, choices based on love, and to hold that vibration of love. Just like Neil shared with us that it wasn't his time to return to heaven because Neil has a mission here. And when we go through a near-death experience, it's that we have a calling to help raise consciousness, to bring love where love has been missing, to bring hope and inspiration to humanity so that, again, we as a collective, we start to create with the vibration of love instead of only or primarily creating with the vibration of fear.
All right, we're coming back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with final phone calls. It sure is. And then tomorrow on Coast to Coast, of course, in addition to some special guests, we're going to have those Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. Fast week, has it not been? Fast indeed. We're going to come back in a moment with Belinda Womack and take final phone calls as we talk about lessons from the 12 archangels. Welcome back, Belinda Womack with us. Belinda, when you try to communicate with the angels, does it have to be in prayer form?
No, you can communicate with the angels just with your thoughts and with your intention because they hear our thoughts and they hear our feelings as well.
How did the archangels get their names? Gabriel, Michael, Raphael. How did that happen?
I do not have the answer to that. I have no idea.
Who named the archangels?
Yeah, huh? I do not know. What I can tell you is that they have different names, you know, throughout ancient history. They can be known by different names. So, I've mentioned on the show this evening the more popular angels, but you know, again, what's more important is than their names. They teach this is to call on them to ask for their help and to see results.
Let's go to phones. Final calls. Jay in Florida to get us started here. Jay, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thank you. God bless you both. God bless you, Melinda, for all you do. I have a few things here. I'll try to go very quickly. I wanted to see if she could clarify or confirm about heaven and hell, and if these are actually, hell is, let's say, the higher fifth dimension and beyond, and where hell would be the lower dimensions, and if we eventually move up and on higher, or is it more for some people eternal damnation and purgatory? I wanted to get her thoughts on with the future of what's coming with the mark of the beast and the Antichrist, false prophets, and how the Bibles are being, scriptures are being removed and being edited. You know, they supposedly opened up the gates of hell in this bizarre satanic ceremony back in June in Switzerland, and I wanted to know if practicing with so-called white magic rituals, blessings, and spells, if this is actually good or bad or safe or considered not of God or holy, and it's more like, as some of the other guests were saying, going in relationship with the spirit.
And what was your first question again, Jay?
The first question was about heaven and hell, and I want to know if she could confirm or clarify if it actually exists or if it's more the higher dimensions and lower dimensions, and the people that are in the lower dimensions, if they eventually move up and higher to the other dimensions,
mm-hmm.
or some
okay.
people actually stuck in that eternal damnation.
Fair enough. How about that one first, Belinda? What can you shed on that question?
So what the 12 archangels say is that heaven is a place. It is a vibration where fear does not exist, and that hell is the vibration of fear. So we are experiencing hell here on earth because we experience fear. If we want to experience the vibration of love, we can actually bring heaven here to earth through taking responsibility again for our thoughts and for our feelings and holding that energy, because we are all made of energy. That's where we come from. That's where we are going. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, but energy has a vibration. So if we want to experience heaven, if we want to elevate to that joyous abundance of what heaven is, then we need to bring love where love is missing. We need to bring love into the hell that we experience here on earth in our everyday reality.
What about
and that's their response.
What about the mark of the beast?
I don't understand what you are referring to there with the...
The 666 and things like that?
Well, what the angels teach is that many of the symbols or the numerology that we are familiar with, that again, that may have been interpreted by human beings that put a fearful filter on that. And that whether you want to think about the mark of a beast or you want to take responsibility again for the darkness that can live inside each and every one of us, you know, that's what we can transform. And then whether or not we want to think of that there's a beast or a devil or a hell or a Satan, all of that can be transformed with the power of love. And again, that's the teaching of the angels that I work with, is experience it. Experience the power of love. Let it work for you. And then the teachings out there that support fear and support the power of fear, they don't have power anymore.
All right, and then of course white magic, witchcraft magic.
So I'm not familiar with witchcraft or with as best as I understand what white magic means is that it is about working with vibration, the white meaning white light. White light can be synonymous with, depending on where it's coming from, and again, ego can interpret things in different ways, but white light in my understanding often refers to love, but it may or may not be the case. It depends on who's working with the white light. That's why the angels say, you know, focus on love. Focus on that energy that you all were made from and you're all going to return to. That is the purest and clearest vibration.
Does an evil person who wants to change his or her ways get to these angels? Or are you blotted out literally?
The angels want to help every single soul and every single ego on this planet to rise up from fear and negativity and dark thoughts and punishing thoughts and evil thoughts, however we want to call these thoughts and experiences, because again, our thoughts are so powerful. That's what we forget. So we are creating all of the time. So yes, of course, the angels want to reach those who are the most lost, those who are the most trapped in fear and anger and the lower vibration emotions. That's who needs the help. I mean, we all need the help, but that's definitely who needs the help.
Right? Belinda Womack with us. We're talking about her book, Lessons from the 12 Archangels. Where do you get the book, Belinda?
The book is sold through Amazon.com. It can also be ordered through my publisher, which is Inner Traditions and Baron Company. It's sold at major booksellers, and I also carry the book myself, which you can order on my website, which is BelindaWomack.com.
Next up, let's go to Wayne in Chicago. Hey, Wayne, thanks for holding.
Thank you, George, and thank you for this marvelous show called Coast to Coast.
Thank you. Great promo. We should hire you, Wayne.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask your guest, at the beginning of the show, she was saying that one of the angels' full name was Lucifer Michael, and like something like he split. So I'm kind of confused. I thought that the Archangel Michael has always been the Archangel Michael, and the Angel Lucifer has always been the Angel Lucifer. So can she like clarify that
sure.
So we can understand it? You know, she said that they split, like one became two, or how does that work?
So Wayne, the word or the name Lucifer means the light. And if we go to the center of God, God is both light and sound. And the light is pure light. It can only create what comes from the vibration of love. So when the earth was designed, it was designed as a school so that souls could come here to experience the opposite of the light, which is fear or darkness. And so the brightest angel of that held the light, the brightest light, is synonymous. They are one angel of the will of God. The will of God means what the light creates, right? God brought us light, and God created with the light, and then God spoke, and that's the sound. So here on the earth, the light or the thought was separated from the will. And that's why human beings can have negative thoughts, and we can have something called free will. So we can have the will to do harm, when that was never the way God originally designed for our souls to operate. So what we want to do is we want to understand that we want to purify our own light or our own thought, and we want to use our will for the greatest good of all. And so what the angels teach is that we want to turn over our free will for our higher will or the will of our hearts. And so that's what they teach, is to help us to understand how this planet began and the role of the angels. So the light, which is Lucifer, split from the will so that the light could go dark, and so that the will had the ability to do harm. And what we want to do, again, is we want to raise the vibration of our own light, which is our own thought, and we want to raise the vibration of our will, which is the way we make choices.
And Belinda, is there a possibility that when you try to summon an angel for help, that they don't show up? But the question is, why don't they? You would think they'd be there to help you anytime you want.
If, well, so George, the angels do show up in our experience, we may believe that we have been abandoned and that we are all alone because, again, we human beings create what we believe, and that is what the 12 archangels are trying to help us to understand, that this is a power that we have, being children of the divine. So if we have strong belief systems that there is no help for us, whether that is on a human level, an angelic level, a loved one in heaven, that there's not even, you know, a dog that's going to show up, a canine angel that's going to show up to help us, and we are, pardon the expression, but hell-bent on being abandoned, then that's likely what we're going to create. One of the examples that the angels give is that, think of someone who ends up in a very serious car accident. The angels say that they have come, spirit has come in different forms to that person saying, it's time to change how you are moving through life. They say that the way we drive our car, it's symbolic, right? We move through life as we drive our car, so it's just a metaphor. And that we have been given messages, it's time to change how you move through life. And if we haven't received that message over and over and over again, then the lesson gets louder, the message gets louder. And so then we can end up in a serious accident, which then stops us, and it makes us reevaluate our lives. And that's what serious illness can do to human beings. It can stop us and have us go within and say, well, whose life am I living? Am I happy? Am I loving? Am I able to love and receive love? What kind of quality of life am I experiencing? So, again, this is the whole message that, yes, the angels are everywhere trying to help us to wake up to our power, that we are creating our lives. We are dreaming them into being. That's symbolic, but we can change what we are experiencing. And when one of us does this, we help the entire movie that humanity is experiencing change for the better.
Okay, back to the calls we go. Let's go to Colleen in Red Bluff, California. Hello there, Colleen. Go ahead.
This is Gordon.
Oh, hold on. I hit the wrong button. There you go, Colleen.
Yeah, this is Colleen. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question because I was severe domestic violence years ago, but how is it that you get to the help with, you get past the fear part to where, because I don't feel like I can love. It's like I feel awkward, I guess. I don't know. How do you get past that?
When you say you can't love, what do you mean? You can't love anything?
I'm a chicken weenie.
A chicken weenie.
A chicken weenie. I'm like two.
You mean so you can't love a person, an animal, yeah. Nothing?
Well,
right?
No, not an animal. I mean, just like another man. It's like
you need to go to paranormaldate.com. That's what you need to do.
Well, I'm even scared to do that. So,
well, now can you solicit an angel, Belinda, to help you love?
Well, actually, there are such things as matchmaking angels, Colleen. But before I suggest that you ask your guardian angels to go out and find some good matchmaking angels for you, because, again, all the angels work together. They just have different job titles. I suggest that you want to just do a simple visualization where you invite all of those hurting Colleens that have been traumatized by the abuse that you survived, and bring them into your heart and step into, just visualize this, a fountain of divine love in all of the rainbow colors, and just hold the intention for healing. And then you want to just hold the intention to experience the miracle of forgiveness. Forgiveness for yourself and forgiveness for your abuser. And forgiveness is a quality of love that will bring in compassion. And what I hear from the angels is what you need more than anything is compassion for yourself, for what you endured, unconditional love and respect, which, you know, the angels say you can't give yourself what you don't have. If you don't have unconditional love, if you don't have a feeling of safety and security, then ask Mother, Father, God, Divine Source to fill you with it. It is a vibration. It is a quality of love. And to do this every day, you're going to feel that energy, and your heart is going to open up again, and that magnet, our hearts are a magnet, will bring you love, because it is your birthright to be loved.
Belinda, thank you for being on the program. Always a pleasure, okay?
Thank you so much, George. It was great.
Belinda Womack, Lessons from the 12 Archangels. They're all out there to help you. And Gordon and Lakeland, sorry, hit the wrong button. Next time we're on open lines, let Tom know. We'll put you on right away. I got you all excited and we never got to you. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.